Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer Halomei Torah Almanas Lilamed Maspikin Biyado Lilmod Lilamed. If a person learns Torah in order to teach, he is given the opportunity to learn Torah and to teach Torah. However, Rabbi Shmuel concludes the Mishnah Halomei Almanas Lasos Maspikin Biyado Lilmod Ulilamed Lishmor Vilasos. If a person learns Torah in order to do, to fulfill the mitzvos, he is given the opportunity to learn, to teach, to observe, and to do. Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about two different individuals, an individual who learns in order to teach, and an individual who learns in order to teach and to accomplish. Thus, what Rabbi Shmuel is putting forth is that there are two ways that one can study. Implicit in Rabbi Shmuel's comments, of course, as the Medrash Shmuel points out, is one who learns just to learn. That Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even talk about. Learning just for your own sake, to learn and to become wiser and greater, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even address that person. But what Rabbi Shmuel does address is one who learns in order to teach, to give over the Torah, and to learn in order to teach and to do. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, an individual who learns in order to teach is given all of the ability to do so, to learn and to teach. But if a person learns in order to do, halom and almanas lasos, not only will you be able to learn to teach, but you'll also be able to observe. What I believe this mission is teaching us is that when one studies Torah, you can reach and accomplish goals as much as you desire and as much as you want. If you learn just to learn, you'll learn just to learn, and who knows where that will take you. But if you learn with the intent to teach God's Torah, God will give you such opportunity to be able to learn and to teach His Torah. And if you learn in order to do, the learning that you're doing shouldn't just be an academic and intellectual pursuit, but rather it should be a learning of Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvot of Hashem. You'll be given the opportunity, number one, to learn, number two, to teach, and number three, to observe and to do. Thus, every individual has it within their capacity, within their ability to do whatever they want to do with their Torah study. Nobody should ever feel, I can't teach, I can't accomplish and fulfill the mitzvos and do them. You certainly can. It depends what your attitude is to studying Torah. How far do I want it to go? How much do I want to do with it? Everybody could share Torah, could learn Torah, could teach Torah, could have a chavrusa, or could be a magid shir, and to fulfill the mitzvos. It just depends how much you want it. What are you doing with your Torah study? You could accomplish a lot. Allow me to share with you a further thought that relates to this Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel, who is the author of this Mishnah, is the Rabbi Shmuel who is the author of a statement in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes the pasuk V'yasafta deganecha, that you will be able to gather all of your dung and all of your grain. And Rabbi Shmuel understands that pasuk in the parsha of Ahayim Shmo, which we recite daily, to mean that a person should not just study Torah, but a person should be able to work and to concurrently study and to work. It's not appropriate just to learn and to engage in spiritual pursuits fully, but rather, Vasafta de Ganecha is teaching us, says Rabbi Shmuel, to be able to learn and at the same time to work and to gather and to be able to be Mefarnes your Mishmacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai famously argues on the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and says, if Rabbi Shmuel is correct, when is there ever going to be time to study Torah? Says Rabbi Shmuel, how is that? Says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, how is that feasible? How is that possible? He writes, Torah, ma tehe aleha. If everybody's going to be choresh b'shas charisha, zoreya b'shas ria, kotzer b'shas ketzira, dosh b'shas disha, zoreya b'shas haruach, when is there going to be time to learn? Because throughout the year, the agricultural year, there's different seasons, there are different times that a person has to do different things with their granary. And therefore, there's going to be no time left to study the Torah. And of course, in our terms, and in our world, that means we're busy with the business here, we're busy with our jobs, with our careers. When is there going to be time to study Torah? And therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai concludes, and he argues on Rabbi Shmuel and says, you have to be learning all the time. The Gemara sizes up this debate and concludes, Harbe asuk Rabbi Shmuel ve'olsim yadam. Many followed the approach of Rabbi Shmuel and it worked, meaning the split time, concurrently studying, pursuing a career.
However, many try to fulfill the approach and to live the life of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who himself lived that way, and were unable to do so. And that's the understood psak halacha. The Rambam has a approach which has to be understood in and of itself, but the most accepted psak halacha is that Abaye is ruling like Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore we have to split our duties, make time to learn, and make time to work. However, Rabbi Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Shmuel seems to be saying something very different than he says in the Gemara, because here Rabbi Shmuel says, Halomid Tomanas Lalamin Maspikim Biadu Lilmodu Lalamin. Halomid Amanas Lasos Maspikim Biadu Lilmodu Lalamin Lishmer Vlasos. Rabbi Shmuel seems to be focusing primarily on Torah study. The more you learn, if you learn to teach, you'll be able to teach. If you learn in order to do, you'll be given the opportunity to learn, to teach, to observe, and to do. What happened to our Rabbi Shmuel from Maseches Brachos, Daf Lama Hamabez, the author of the statement of Yasafta de Ganech, that you have to split your time? Rabbi Shmuel is not referring to at all here. This question is raised by none other than Rabbi Chaim Mivalazhin. And in multiple places, number one in his commentary on Ruach Chaim on Mishnayos Avosir, and as well in his classical work, Nefesh Chaim. And Reb Chaim Mivalazhin explains as follows, that even Rabbi Shmuel, who says, Hanheg Bahen Derech Eretz, that you should be able to split your time, also concludes, Imrotze Leilech B'Derech Rashbi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro U'Maspik V'Yodo, V'Dai Lahavin. In a very curt, short comment, the Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Mivalazhin, explains even Rabbi Shmuel himself will conclude, will posit, and will agree with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. If a person wants to live that life, if a person wants to learn to teach, if a person wants to learn to do, it's doable, it's feasible, it's practical, it's possible. Even Rabbi Shmuel, the world of Hanheg ben Derech Eretz, to split your time, he too says that you could live the world of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai if you want, if you desire, and if you're interested. And indeed, that's how many understand the opinion of the Rambam, who in the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel says that Lo Shevet Levi Bilvat, not only Shevet Levi has the opportunity to spend their time secluded learning and teaching, but anybody, Kol Mishirotze Lavo, Yavo V'Yitol, anybody who wants to engage in Torah study, in learning, and be involved in mitzvahs and Torah full time, like the Mishnah says here in Perek Dalet, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, it's possible, it's feasible, it's doable, it's practical, it's within arm's reach, and thus that's the pshat in Perek Dalet Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel splits halomid Torah manas lalamid versus halomid almanas lasos. That there is the opportunity lilmod ulalamid. There's also the opportunity lilmod ulalamid lishmer v'lasos. It's up to you. How much do you want it? And it's not a stira. It's not a contradiction to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who himself in Brachos Lamed Hei Amibay seems to say, split your learning with your career. Yes, most of us have to do that. Almost 90% of us have to do that. But if an individual wants to raise himself and to climb the ladder and to engage in a world of Lilmodu Lilamed, in a world of Lishmer Velasos, it's up to you as an individual to do so. Yes, the whole world can't accomplish and can't live like that. Harbe Asu Krebi Shimben Berchai Velo also be Adam, like the Gemara says. Most can't. Most won't succeed. But those unique few, those who are part of Shevet Levi, even Rabbi Shmuel himself acknowledges, admits, recognizes, and appreciates that opportunity can be reached and can be within arm's reach. And even if one doesn't take the full-blown approach of Rabbi Shimon ben Chai or Rabbi Shmuel in this Mishnah, this still has talks to each and every single person that one study of Torah can reach incredible heights. It just depends how far you want to go. Don't think that you're learning Chumash, Navi, Mishnayos, Gemara can't have within it the opportunity to teach somebody. You could give a Daf Yomi Shir, you could learn Bechavrusa, you could tell somebody a nice Dvar Torah. Everybody has the opportunity to teach, and everybody has the opportunity to accomplish, to observe, and to do. We just have to recognize the coordinates to learn and not use it only as an academic pursuit, but to learn to fulfill in order to teach, in order to do. May we all be zocha to fulfill the words of Rabbi Shmuel in this Mishnah. Have a wonderful day.